This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 2340. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, primarily shortwave. On this edition, recorded March 26th, SWL Fest, Alaska, Argentina, Australia, Brazil, Colombia, Cuba, Czechia, Germany, India, Indonesia, Iran, Japan, Korea North, Madagascar, Malaysia, Mongolia, New Zealand, Palestine, Scotland, Spain, Taiwan, UK, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, the 39th annual SWL Festival is coming up on May 1st and 2nd. It is in Fort Washington, Pennsylvania at Holiday Inn Express and Guest Suites. The fest is sponsored by the North American Shortwave Association, but covers much more than just shortwave. 2 days of sessions where you can learn about the latest developments in the radio listening hobbies. Presenters this year will include Paul Ladd of World Christian Broadcasting, or KNLS in Madagascar World Voice, and Jeff White of WRMI. Check the website for information on registration. You may also attend by Zoom rather than in person. Details on program topics and timings. That's www.swlfest.com. The A29 shortwave season begins on March 29th, entailing many changes of times and frequencies for broadcasts. And speaking of KNLS, here's their English schedule effective for the A26 season via Alokesh Gupta. 1 hour each, all targeting the Pacific Rim at a beam of 270 degrees due west from Anchor Point, Alaska. However, in the opposite direction is right across North America. 08 UT on 9695, 1000 9580, 1200 on 9795 and 7355, and at 14 UT on 9580. KNLS is known for making frequency adjustments where necessary, but that's the original starting lineup. Argentina non among the relays of RAI via WRMI are 23 UT on 9455. Over the past few weeks, we would never know which language they would be running, supposedly Portuguese, but on Tuesday, March 24th, it was not the external service, but instead the domestic service Radio Nacional that was being relayed. Ron Howard in California has been monitoring the low-power Australian station 4TRP on 2355 kHz via remotes in Queensland, or somewhere in Australia. On March 23rd, he was hearing it from 1702 for half an hour, reception well above the norm, with some modern abstract instrumental music, and reception was much better on March 24th after 15 UT, perhaps due to outstanding propagation, and once again heard for the third day in a row, March 25th after 1720. From Australian AP via Mike Cooper, March 25th, ABC shows are off the air as staff walk out over pay offer, striking for the first time in 20 years, after they voted down the national broadcaster's latest pay offer. They're protesting against short-term contracts and limited career progression. The strike forced ABC's flagship news programs, including Radio National Breakfast, off-air, and instead playing pre-programmed shows and BBC content. Mike Berkoff says there's a much longer report in The Guardian of March 25th. If you listen carefully over a night path to 6010, you may detect two signals beating against each other on slightly different frequencies on the plus side. Wolfgang Bischel has been monitoring this and says on March 7th, Colombia, La Voz de Tu Conciencia, was on 8 Hz above 6010, while Radio Confidencia in Brazil was 54 Hz above. But then on March 11th at 0516, the Colombian was only 7 Hz above 6010, monitoring via remotes. Cuba had another nationwide blackout, but it wasn't too long before Radio Havana and Radio Valley began broadcasting again, at least dead air. That's better than nothing. As for what they might modulate, March 23rd at 1900, the English hour actually could be heard on 11880 and 15140. We can never be quite sure what they're actually doing in Spanish. Tony Pavic, NBC, has been monitoring his own March 26th. RHC was doing its own programming in Spanish on 11760 at midnight 45 when he tuned in. But perhaps after 0130 it flipped to TV audio, probably from the Multivision network, seeming to match what was scheduled. And then at 0314 they suddenly flipped back to RHC Spanish programming. From Reuters, March 23rd, via Eric Flodain. Czech ruling coalition presents plan to partially defund public media. Introducing a bill to cancel the monthly user's fee for public media for senior citizens, young people, and companies. First step toward the government's plan to cancel user's fees altogether. Czech television said the cut would make it impossible to meet its public service commitments. But this story does not mention explicitly Radio Prague International. Opposition parties criticized the move, saying it would threaten the independence of the country's public broadcasters. Filed under transmitter site Germany about the program called Music for Joy, I'm not sure where it originates, the A26 schedule via Alex Smiatnikov shows these transmissions via Nauen with 100 kilowatts. 1 hour each, and only on Tuesdays and Thursdays. At 13 UT 17670. At 18 13 730. At 18 30 11 710. And at 20 11 615. About that mysterious Persian language number station on 7842 or 7910 kilohertz, we're now filing it under Germany because it's been located. From Jörg Klingenfuss via BCDX, the V-32 number station, Cold War spying system, revived. Following a request from DE-3JGA, we identified its location as the Panzergaserne near Böblingen, Germany, not far from his location, headquarters of MARFOR-UR, the United States Marine Corps Forces Europe. On 18 March, Norbert, DL-8LAQ, said one of my fellow hams was able to receive the station without fading, and immediately had a suspicion. He used a handheld device and drove to a few locations to get confirmation. Bingo! Roger in Germany says, I suspected the location was in the Swabian Alp region, on the border between Bavaria and Baden-Württemberg. Looking at Google Map Earth View, there's definitely some sort of antenna tower there. Via Joe's Jacob DX India, a new longer version of Vante Mataram, the national song, is being broadcast on Akashvani Home Service Station starting March 26th. It's a full six-stanza version, recorded in regional versions to showcase musical diversity, which of course you would need to hear via remote receivers, not much on shortwave. In the DRM newsletter via Mike Terry, more than 13 million DRM-enabled cars are on Indian roads today. The numbers expected to grow this year. The radio receiver industry in India and abroad has invested mega dollars in the development of DRM radio capable receivers for use in Indian cars. The Indonesian signal on 7203, RRI Program 3, was missing for a while, but Ron Howard says they were back as of March 26, heard direct to his Asilomar State Beach Monitoring location after 11.04 UT with the Islamic sunset call to prayer. And then later from 12.08, he was hearing it via the remote in Banda with garbled audio but a good signal strength. Walt Somenev says, I was listening to 7203 before 1400 but pretty unusable due to adjacent 7205 splatter from China. And at 1403 there was totally overwhelming adjacent splatter from 7200. That's New Korean Hope Radio, about which more in a moment. From BBC Monitoring, March 23rd, via Mike Cooper. The state broadcaster in Iran confirmed that its 100 kilowatt AM radio transmitter was targeted in a U.S.-Israeli strike on the southern city of Bandar Abbas. Also from IRIB News via Chris Greenway. That was on March 22nd, so it was targeted, but was it actually hit and or destroyed? Manorita says, I checked Bandar Abbas on 620.992 kHz. The carrier for the past week, it's been there during darkness hours. Is Radio for Peace International sending personal messages to Iran? Richard Langley says, at the end of the Saturday, March 21st, broadcast to Iran from 0500 on 15640, there appeared to be several short plain text messages to individuals in Iran, and he recorded it, then used perplexity.ai to get a translation. I'll just quote some of the words and expressions that came up. Message from Radio Mujahid to forces of the Liberation Army. Victory be yours. Revolutionary greetings. From the website of Senator Blumenthal via Mike Cooper. Blumenthal demands Trump administration reinstate VOA Persian and Radio Farda broadcast to Iran. USAGM's systematic campaign to silence VOA Persian and Radio Farda has been a golden gift to the Islamic Republic and a betrayal of the Iranian people attempting to defend their human rights, Blumenthal wrote. As the Iranian people once again face war and imminent threat that the Islamic Republic will violently retaliate against domestic dissident, VOA, Persian, and Radio Farda are urgently needed to protect their safety, independent news, and democratic aspirations. USAGM must immediately restore VOA staff, as ordered by the D.C. District Court, and ensure that Persian-language broadcasters have every resource needed to gather vital info from inside Iran. BCDX has pulled out Farsi-language broadcasts from a number of stations as scheduled in A26. The following stations or transmitter sites are involved. BBC via Oman. UAE, Kuwait from USAGM. Also Philippines. Akashvani, India. Saudi Arabia. CRI in China. NHK, Japan. Radio Kuwait and Turkey. Takahito Akabayashi in Japan reports, NHK announced that Radio 2 would close its 95-year history at 1505 UT March 29th. Starting at 1500, its last closing message will be on the air. Most of these will be transferred to FM channels. However, the transmission licenses of all Radio 2 stations, including four 500-kilowatt sites, will expire after April 1st. These are some that make it to North America. I've heard some of them, but they're no longer to be heard from Japan on 693-747-774 and 873 kilohertz. NHK says they will save 37 giga yen for the next 20 years by ending these broadcasts. Walt Salmanis says, I calculated the savings to NHK. It's really very paltry. About 23 megadollars U.S. per year. As for Radio Japan on shortwave, Ricky Leung in Calgary says, only English to Asia remains at 14 UT on new 11800. We hope this will fix the long-running co-channel interference from China. But English output on weekends is now only 11 minutes, long enough for Newsline, but no more features. Also, no more relays via France. There was English at 0500. Japanese programs to South and Central America will be direct from Japan. We had been hearing the French relay quite well in North America, but in Japanese, 6105 from 02 to 04 UT, but that's now moving to Japan direct on 21500. And another broadcast at 0500 to 0650 for Central America, direct is on 17790. Kiyoshi Teraoka reports that Shiokaze is discontinuing issuing QSLs. Seabreeze, that's a service about Korean abductions of Japanese citizens. Another clandestine for North Korea via Taiwan is National Unity Radio on 7235, which Ron Howard has been monitoring. However, he says, on March 19th and 20th, between 1135 and 1150, there was no longer a weekday one-minute quotation in English. Have they dropped this, or is it a change of schedule? I will miss these interesting quotations. Via kilohertz, megahertz, and gigantic hertz, World of Radio 2340, a non-commercial service like our website, worldofradio.com. My thanks to Chris Campbell in Columbus, Ohio, who sent me a box of equipment. One may also contribute via money order or check on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702, or, not necessarily in U.S. funds, via PayPal to WORADIO@yahoo.com. Besides New Korea Hope Broadcasting we mentioned last week, there's now another clandestine on 7200. Ron Howard says it's RBS, Voice of the Revival of Korea, or Revival Broadcasting System, or North Korean Revival Unification Broadcasting. It was heard Monday, March 23rd, from 1400 until 1428 via remote in Japan. Or rather, apparently not so new. It was first reported in 2022. However, Sek Jung of the Northeast Asian Broadcasting Institute says, although RBS and NKHB are different broadcasters, they've agreed to use the same frequency for continuity, that is, via the transmitter in Taiwan. Tony Pavic monitored the content of NKHB 7200 at 14 UT on March 24th and 26th. There was initial mention of prayer, but his translations did not include any specific religious message or evangelizing. There were messages of hope, and speaking of North Korean soldiers being sent to fight for Russia in Ukraine. And Tony Pavic reports yet another one on 9900, Living Water Ministry. Supposedly also from Taiwan, heard March 26th at 15 UT with a sort of interval signal, which was not heard before. It was the music of the Big Ben chimes, played single note as electric tones for 75 seconds. Madagascar, here's the A26 schedule of the KNLS sibling there, Madagascar World Voice, via Alakesh Gupta. The English broadcasts at 02 and 03 on 13760, both aimed at India. At 04 UT, 11825, at 18-13-670, and at 20-11-965, all aimed for Central Africa in African English. We have quite good reception of these over here in North America, even those aimed at India. More monitoring of Malaysia by Ron Howard on March 25th. Different reception than the day before, both equally good and extremely good. The strongest I have ever heard them at the same time via the Bandung remote. On 11885 RTM Sabah 5 FM, in Chinese at 0108. By the way, that's Sabah V, I guess that V stands for 5. And on 15295 RTM National FM, in vernacular, news at 0109 and a singing ID. At 0330, both doing very well via the remote in Thailand, but National FM slightly better. Takahito Akabayashi says Mongolian radio has been heard testing 12085 at an unusual time. 01 to 135 UT, says a Chinese DXer. It's a broadcast in Japanese of Voice of Mongolia. Ron Howard also heard it until 0141 when it went off both March 24th and 25th via remotes in Japan or Vietnam. Wolfgang Büschel observes that these transmissions used to be off frequency by 10 to 40 hertz, but now they're exactly on frequency, 12015 and 12085 at other times. Maybe new transmitters or they've been tuned up. Chris Smolensky wonders if Mongolia can be heard in eastern North America. Stephen C. Wood on Cape Cod replies they have English at 09 on 12085, hard to hear, but comes through sometimes. I've always been able to get them on good days in the springtime. April seems to be best. Bill Tofford notes that Global Community Radio has added Voice of Mongolia to their webcasting schedule. Via Alokesh Gupta, here's the A26 schedule of Radio New Zealand International. Most of the frequency changes are made from 1 to 2 minutes before the hours. I'm rounding them off for convenience now. Here we go. From 21-17-675. From 05-13-690. 07-11-725. 11-9700, 13-7440, and at 16-51, 9700, 19-13690, from 20-15-720. Those are the AM broadcasts. they have some separate DRM transmissions. Furthermore, wintertime resumes in New Zealand on April 6th, which means that some of the programming, especially from domestic service, will be one real UT hour later, if not the actual transmissions. Last week we reported that Galei Tzahal, the Israeli Defense Forces radio, did not close down as expected on March 1st, still on 945 kHz. However, in medium wave offsets, Mauno Ritola says, on March 18th, last night at 0300, Galei Tzahal was heard 1 sesquihertz below 945, but today there is voice of Palestine on the same frequency, and no sign of Galei Tzahal. Scotland Lawn Radio 6 International has had problems getting going with its weekly one-hour broadcast via the megawatt transmitter in Monaco, France, on 1467 kHz. That's Saturdays at 23 UT. It did not make it on the air on March 21st. The engineers had a problem, so try again on Saturday, March 28th, according to Tony Curry on Facebook via Mike Terry. Here are the new A26 frequencies for Spain's external service, including the token hour in English, now Wednesdays at 22 UT. Via Alokesh Gupta, to North America, the new frequency is 15,500. Middle East on 15,520. South Atlantic and Africa, 15,390. And South America still on 17,715. Total spans will be Monday through Friday from 18 until 02. Saturdays and Sundays from 14 until 23 UT. Alex Miatlikov forwards a complaint from Franz Blicker in Kurzwellen Radio that Radio Taiwan International's only English broadcast at 16 UT on 9405 contains news that is at least one day out of date, or even two or three days over the weekend. From BBC via Hans-Jürg Biener and Mike Terry, the government will increase funding of BBC World Service over the next 3 years. The Foreign Commonwealth and Development Office will boost funding by an additional 11 megapounds per year for the next 3 years, a total of 33 megapounds, an 8% increase on the previous year's government contribution. The New York Times reported on March 18th, Newsmax executive named as Voice of America's deputy, raising concerns that the Trump administration would try to erode the news group's independence after picking a deputy who had been a conservative news channel for around 20 years. That is Christopher Wallace. John Filiozzi comments, if this is the direction VOA will be going, it would be better off, and so would we all be, if it remained dead and buried. The only thing worse than no information is misinformation. There have been several major media stories like this via Mike Cooper and David Cole in the Washington Post. VOA staff allege Kari Lake violated its independence in a lawsuit. Or as NPR headlined it on March 23rd, VOA staffers sue, alleging Kari Lake put on propaganda. AP headline, judge orders VOA be put back together again. What are the chances that will happen? And there was another story in Politico. Bill Tufford comments, physical logistics aside, trying to enforce a less tangible thing like objectivity in court, which employees are apparently looking to do in the latest court filings, will prove even more difficult, and as a long-term proposition could prove to be like trench warfare, especially in the context of a larger media environment where the real thing is now like unicorns. Politico reported that the Trump administration will comply with a federal court order to reinstate hundreds of VOA staffers who were laid off in 2025, but it could not do so by March 23rd as the judge initially ordered. Many current employees warn that the administration has done permanent damage to the media organization that cannot be fixed simply by reinstating the workforce. The latest court filings demonstrate the degree to which the administration has put its stamp on the agency, a mark that can't easily be erased by a court ruling. Summertime in Europe starts March 29th, coincidentally the same date as the A29 shortwave season. World of Radio Times via our affiliates in Europe will mostly shift 1 UT hour earlier than before, whether on shortwave or internet. On shortwave radio Gold Germany, here are the new times on 3975 and or 6160. Friday at 22:30, Saturday 19:30, Sunday 21:30, Monday 19:30, Tuesday 23:30, Wednesday 19:30, and Thursday 16:30 UT. Check worldofradio.com for our completely updated schedule as soon as possible. George McClintock and I have high hopes that the WTWW transmitter for 5085 will be up and running again this week, allowing World of Radio to be broadcast UT Saturday, March 28th at 0300. Happened to log WIRL 1290 in Peoria, Illinois recently, but not much more. RadioInsight.com says WIRL will sign off with a week of special programming. Midwest Communications shuts it down at 12 p.m. on Tuesday, March 31st. Does that mean the end of the day midnight? I guess so. From March 23rd, WIRL has been running a week of special programming, with WIRL Memories leading to former personality Wayne Miller signing off the station on March 31st. March 23rd at 0532 UT, I found a new signal on 1440, country and western music dominating, and then Amarillo's home for independent country music. Texas 95.7, KPUR. Well, it seems that 1440 had been off for almost a year. As first noted in Medium Wave Circle, it was picked up in Norway by Bjarne Mjelde. And its FM side, I guess, has stayed on the air. According to Radiolocator.com, it was known as Texas 95.7, the Armadillo. No, that's not a typo for Amarillo. Probably the only station named for an armadillo. By the way, we have one of those on our property. Another major story this week, for example, in AP via Mike Cooper. CBS News shutters its storied radio news service after nearly a century, ending an era. It still provides material to about 700 stations across the country. Known best for its top-of-the-hour news roundups, the service will end on May 22nd. CBS News Editor-in-Chief Barry Weiss said, "We did everything we could, including before I joined the company, to try and find a viable solution to sustain the radio operation. But with radical changes in the media industry, we just could not find a way to make that possible." New York Times via Mike Cooper says more than 60 employees, or roughly 6% of the news division, are set to be laid off under the plan. Ms. Weiss has been accused of hewing to a more Trump-friendly editorial approach. WBBM News Radio in Chicago assures us it is here to stay. It's no longer owned by CBS anyway. The shortwave propagation outlook from SWPC issued March 23rd. ANKN is peaking at 24 and 5 on April 4th, 40 and 6 on April 10th, 48 and 6 on April 18th. Quietest states of under 10 and 3 are March 27th to 29th, April 1st and 2nd, 7th and 8th, and 13th to 17th. Not much variation in solar flux, peaks of 130 on March 27th, 28th, and April 1st. And down to 110 on April 5th, and 10th, and 14th. For much more info, consult our website, worldofradio.com. With many thanks to all our stations and contributors, hoping you'll hear me again next week, Glenn Hauser here, concluding World of Radio 2340 with a standard disclaimer.